What is going on, everybody? Happy Friday. Time again. Once again for the Big Foodies, BB Shea, Biggie, and Matt coming at you. I like chicken. Everybody likes chicken.
Who doesn't?
So we're going to do
Everyone loves chicken.
Everybody likes chicken. It's the most famous meat, I guess. So we're doing
that's actually a debate.
That's a bold claim.
I don't know. What would be the most
famous? The most famous meat?
Yeah. I'd give it to steak.
No, yeah. Chicken easily.
I think more people eat chicken. I think if you ask what the more popular meat would be, is I bet people would say, well, I have a good steak when I can.
I would say chicken. I don't know, man.
You said most famous.
Yeah. Most famous. Yeah.
Was the famous and popular not go?
Well, I think famous and consumed are different.
Yeah.
Chicken, I think, is more consumed, but I think
chicken's probably the most consumed meat.
But steak is expensive.
I think the more famous is a steak.
A good steak.
Well,
we should do a poll on
this. We could debate that later.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, yeah. In the comments, put chicken or steak. But in the meantime, we got a whole bunch of chicken that we're trying today. Popeyes just released some wings. We're going to try those. And yes, it is here, the cheetza.
Cheetza!
Mm-hmm. It's a KFC piece of chicken with pizza on top. So
I would like to say, of course, BB Shea and I are on the Two Guys Named Chris show. Matt is on Jared and Katie.
Yep.
And I saw Chris Dim as I was leaving to go pick up the cheeses. And I said, tomorrow, I'll tell you how the cheese is. And his reaction was exactly what you would think.
He don't know good cuisine, so
Cuisine.
All right. So what do you guys want to start off with first?
Well, I'd say the cheeses because the wings have different spicy levels. Okay. I don't want anything to throw off the flavor of
work?
The cheese.
Is it already cut?
It's supposed to be cut like a pizza.
Okay, yeah. All right.
So grab your pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord, this is a disaster.
All right, so
how do they look?
It's exactly what you think.
This one's not.
Oh, God.
This one's a mess.
Maybe leave. Let's each have a piece of the good one, then.
Yeah.
Well, this only has two.
Oh, well, okay.
So, and if y'all
can you salvage
one,
a half?
I'll get the crappy one, so I don't care.
Well, I was going to say, can you salvage a half out of it? Oh, wait, there's just pizza. There's just two pieces of chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's coming apart.
No, there's more.
Okay.
There's more.
BB, you take what you want. I'll take this.
Cool. Oh, there are three pieces. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cheers, boys. Is this original recipe or Extra Crispy?
I believe it's original recipe. They don't give you an option, by the way. When you pull up there, you are in order. It's either a whole cheesa or a half cheesa. I'm fully expecting chicken parm vibes.
That's all it is. It's chicken parm without the bread.
But
it's
with
not
that
terrible.
Famous KFC chicken taste.
I like it.
It's better than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
Will I ever order this again? No.
I don't know, I might.
Really? I don't think the sauce is great. I love chicken parm, but I like a good sauce. Mm. But overall, for KFC to be doing this,
yeah,
pretty good.
It reminds me of the chicken parm sandwich from Burger King.
Yeah.
It's that kind of sauce, that kind of cheese, but just the chicken's better.
Thick piece of chicken, I will say that.
Big piece of chicken. Well done, KFC. I'll applaud you for that.
I'll give it a decent.
I'm here for it. I like it.
Nicely done.
You know what? It's fun to try.
Yeah.
I would definitely try it.
If you're with a family, get one to split. See what everyone thinks.
Definitely. All right, so Popeyes has wings.
Sorry, let me say this, though, real quick.
Uh-oh.
$9.99 a piece.
I mean, it is a lot of chicken.
It is.
It's not $10. Well, I thought, when I heard the price, I thought it was a joke.
I'm not going to lie. That's not that surprising.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, as expensive as everything is.
Yeah.
You know.
So what flavors do we have and what order do we need to eat them in?
Okay. We have garlic parm.
That's these.
Okay.
Honey barbecue. Honey barbecue. Original hot, which is, I believe,
I think this is sweet and sour.
Okay, I was going to say.
No, this is sweet and sour.
Well, one's sweet and spicy. What's this one? Let's look at these.
This is sweet and sour. That might be sweet and spicy.
That's honey
barbecue. Yeah. This is the original hot. Okay, cool.
Okay.
What do you want to do first?
Well, the hottest one is going to be the original hot, so you know.
What do you want to work up to it, or do you want to just
go? I think we do work up to it because I don't want.
That's cool.
I don't want hotness to outdo the flavor.
All right, well, that's garlic parm first. Those tend to be the most
How do they look sauce-wise?
You know, they look okay sauce. Actually, no, they don't. They're terribly sauced.
But, yeah, I was going to say, I'm looking around at what we got, and they're horribly sauced.
Instead of, like, tossing them in a sauce, it's almost like they put them in here and then poured sauce over the top. Yeah,
I mean, the honey barbecue looks bad.
Now, this is the first time Popeyes has put wings out. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think you're correct. Well, Popeyes does good chicken.
Decent sized wing. I wouldn't call it overly large.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good though.
Mm-hmm.
Garlic parm actually has good flavor.
It's got that good Popeyes flavor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's some spice to it. Definite spice
mm-hmm.
to it.
Yeah.
Well, there's no like zero heat level.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much 2, 3, 4.
I'll tell you what. Some spice.
It's pretty good.
Ooh, okay.
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 Warming up for you?
Yeah.
Have we had the debate flats versus drums?
I'm sure we have before. Because
I noticed we all went for a drum.
I like them both equally.
I do too. I don't have you when know, I get
I'm
more of one or the other.
Preference.
Yeah.
I'm a drum man.
Really?
Okay. I prefer a drum to a flat.
This is the honey barbecue. I've been told my entire life by my family that there's more meat on a flat than a drum.
Oh, that's interesting. I'll take a flat for this one.
I still don't believe it to this day. I don't understand how that's possible. But
it would be funny to pull one and weigh it out and see. Okay.
It's a decent honey barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm. So far, the sauce has been on point.
Again, there's a heat level to this. Normally, a garlic parm or a honey barbecue don't have heat.
Uh-uh.
And I noticed that they tell you up front, like when you look at the board, it has the heat levels on there. Huh. Very, very vividly. I think it's like warning you, like, don't come back here and say, I ordered honey barbecue and it was spicy.
Well, I'll say this. If this is already this hot, you're going to really struggle with that last one.
I know. So before that happened, let's go ahead and give a quick shout-out to the Berry Patch, who always eases the heat when I have something with their wonderful ice cream. Some of the best ice cream in the world. The Berry Patch, supporting the Big Foodies for a long time. Off 220 in Ellaby. It's warming up. It's like actually hot today.
Yeah.
You're heading to the beach, stop by the Berry Patch. It's the world's largest strawberry. Got a little bit of everything. Like I said, a wonderful ice cream, fresh produce, great people, merch. Great candles.
See.
A little bit of everything.
We know a recent video has emerged of BB eating ice cream.
Mm.
We need to take you to the Berry Patch and film you.
Yeah.
And see, I can give me ice cream reviews because it would be gold.
Yeah.
So, thank you to the Berry Patch for supporting the Big Foodies, as always.
We're going to make that happen. It's going to be BB's Berry Patch ice cream special.
All right,
this,
so this
is the
Asian?
Sweet and spicy. Well, it just says sweet and spicy.
Sweet and spicy.
Definitely smells of a sweet and soury. I'm impressed with the sauces. And I'm fairly impressed with the meatiness of the wing, too.
Mm-hmm.
And these are $5.99.
For six.
Wow.
This
is $1 a wing. But I feel like
that's cheaper than going to a restaurant.
Yeah.
You can do like 24 with 4 flavors for $23. That's what we did.
Oh, okay,
what a deal!
Perfect.
That's a good deal. That's a good wing.
Yeah.
And I'm not big on fast food wings.
I will say I think that sweet and sour, or sweet and spicy, the least spicy thus far.
Yeah.
Not what I expected. Are these all flats?
All flats.
Damn it.
Well.
All right, fine. So this is like the OG.
Yes. This just says, you know, signature hot. Try to get some of that sauce on it. This is supposed to be the hottest ones. They did give us some ranch if anyone needs it. BB, I know you hate it. Sorry. Yeah. Blue cheese was not an option.
This one in this ranch is pretty good.
It's hot, but not much hotter than the others.
No.
And this is my favorite. The flavor is phenomenal. Yeah.
That's a good hot sauce flavor.
I don't know how to describe it.
I love it when you can find something hot, but also has a good flavor.
Because it's got more flavor than like a Nashville hot.
Yeah. And it's not a buffalo wing.
No.
It's not a traditional. I see why they're saying it's, but it's their recipe.
Yeah.
But it's hot, but it also has a ton of flavor. All right.
Rank them. Rank them.
You want me to go?
Don't be wrong.
Go ahead.
Original hot. Next is garlic parmesan. Mm. And I don't normally like that wing, but that was really good. And then I'll go honey barbecue and the sweet and spicy.
I'll go original hot, sweet and spicy, garlic parm, honey barbecue.
Sweet and spicy, honey barbecue, original hot, garlic parm. Cheetza at the top, though.
Yeah.
The cheetza wins everything.
If you ask me if I want six wings or another cheetza, I mean, depending on how hungry I am, there's more meat on that cheetza. Yeah. But these are better flavor-wise.
Big time.
Well done.
Okay.
Well done, right. Popeyes.
Give it the Popeyes KFC. Wings, yeah.
Some new things here, yeah.
The world's most consumed meat.
Yeah.
But is it the world's most popular meat?
That's for you to decide.
All right, in the comments, if you try any,
we'll revisit that,
the cheetah, you try the wings, let us know what you think.
For sure.
You can find us on all podcasting platforms.
All of them.
And don't forget, stickers.
New merch. Free merch.
We might mail you one.
I'm up to date.
Okay.
I think. I'm up to...
Look.
I gotta look again.
Have you checked the DMs on Instagram?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I know I've got the email, so...
Just the normal stuff?
Yeah.
God, y'all are fat! I'm watching fat people.
Jesus! Yeah. Jesus!
Alright, yeah, so free merch, send us an email, bigfoodiespod@gmail.com, or comment on the video. Don't leave your address on the video.
Unless you want
people stalking you, which is cool. We'll send you a free sticker. So, hey, everybody loves something free. So that's it for us, the Big Foodies. Thanks again to the Berry Patch for supporting the podcast. For Popeyes and KFC, BB Shea, Biggie, and Matt. We'll talk to you next week.